This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate, that's stupid, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I can figure it out. I know how to tell time. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you do spend with me on the air, and the emails that you send me during the show, and all of that, and I look at that. Yeah, I love it when windows start popping up. I'm like, you know, you get your cat and you get a, what is it? You get a little red dot in the wall and you're moving it around and you can see the cat. That's me. Yeah, the cat won't stop chasing it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let me get to it. I got so many stories in front of me. I just want to hop on these things. Hillary, and I don't know, I don't know why people don't see this. Now we heard everything going down today. I can recap all the garbage that you heard with the more leaked emails, more about how President Obama knew. He knew about the server. There's no question about it. We see it black and white. We see it on the emails. But nobody seems to care about it. I don't even know if it really, maybe that's the next poll. Does anybody really care? Will it really make a difference in this election at this point in time? What comes out in those emails? Now, we've had a couple of Secret Service agents on the show. We've talked about Hillary's love for the people that protect her. Jerks. I'm talking about the Clintons, not the Secret Service agents. But Hillary Clinton's treatment of any of the Department of State agents on her protective detail was so contemptuous. Right? That many of them sought reassignment. Matter of fact, what I'm hearing right now is that Secret Service agents now are putting in transfers for later, if you get my drift. So according to a just released summary of an FBI interview with former State Department official prior to Clinton's tenure, being an agent on the Secretary of State's protective detail was seen as an honor and a privilege and reserved for senior agents. However, by the end, they were using the guys that were protecting the men's and women's room, if that's what they still called them, I don't know. I mean, they couldn't get anybody to take the job. It was so hard to find anybody that wanted to deal with her. And I've read that over and over and over again. What a wench she was when it came to being in the White House. Forget the state. Go all the way back to when she was in the White House. She was not a nice person. There are so many people in her mind that are beneath her that she didn't want to see. She didn't want to see the workers. She didn't want to know they were around. And the beauty is, see, if I use the word, you watch, I'll get nasties. But she said it. When they had the special, I don't think it was the Special Olympics either. But I think they had the some special needs children there on the lawn, the south lawn of the White House. You know what she said? And this there's witnesses to this. She said, "Get those effing retards off my lawn." Isn't that? But she's for everybody, isn't she? Yeah, tonight's going to be one of those nights where we're going to talk about Hillary Clinton a lot. We're going to talk about, you know, nobody wants to deal with the real nasties that she's done to people. And we're going to talk about Mr. Oblamo. He's for her one minute, he's against her the next minute, right? But these guys wanted reassignment. They wanted out. They wanted to get as far away from her as humanly possible. What she probably should do is find some protective agency that doesn't believe in guns to protect her. What do you think? That'd be more up her alley, wouldn't it? Again, by the end of Clinton's tenure, it was staffed largely with new agents because it was difficult to find senior agents willing to work for her. Clinton State Department agents are hardly the first to complain about her, though. She derives pleasure from lording over other people who can't do anything about it and who are less powerful than she is. That's from Ron Kessler's book. In fact, Clinton well-documented history of profane, unhinged outbursts against those who work for her. Yeah, it spans decades, and it's all over the place. It's in papers, it's in books. It is truly all over the place. And my understanding, although I've never heard her, thank God, is she can keep right up, and forgive me, but she can keep right up there with drunken sailors. No offense meant to the drunken sailors. Now, one agent said, I'm not voting for Clinton. That's Air Force Staff Sergeant Eric Banner. And he put this up on Facebook. Gutsy guy. He says, because she actually talked to me once, almost a sentence. I got to do a few details involving distinguished visitors. One of my last details was for Hillary when she was Secretary of State. Now, this is Air Force canine handler Bonner. He said, I helped with the sweeps of her DV quarters and staff vehicle. Her words to me, get that effing dog away from me. I'm sorry, is she afraid she had drugs on her or something? I mean, seriously, why would you be so... Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you how low her IQ is. Why would you tee off the guys protecting you? Why would you tee off the guys that have sworn to jump in front of a bullet for you? Because I'll tell you what, if that bullet's coming and you treat me like a piece of crap, there's a good chance I'm going to trip, if you catch my drift. Now, a lot of these guys come up and they say, hey, Hillary doesn't care about anybody but Hillary. And these are some of the comments made by some of we'll have to hit these on the other side of the break. Corey Duncan's going to join me, but I'll tell you what, he's going to have fun with these. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, all kinds of fun stuff up there. And listen, people, get involved in the conversation. Whether it's my show, somebody else's show, you're only going to get informed when you actually decide to get off your butt and get involved in what's going on. Let me just bring him in, because if I don't, he's probably going to be bouncing off the walls any second now. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us as he does every week to give us the beat on what's going on. I mean, you know, when it comes to the East Coast, man, we've got nobody else. We got one other person out there, but she's in New England. Corey, thanks for being with me tonight.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, you know, so is there, and I start off this way because I'm always curious. We don't hear anything here. I'm sure the news is hiding parts of it. What's going on in Baltimore? They've rebuilt the city, right? CVS came back in, rebuilt the stores, all the tax money. They got the $6 million back from the family who didn't deserve it to begin with, right?
Well, what I'll say is that it's been very quiet because the elections are coming and everyone's trying to, you know, buckle down to see, you know, what's going to happen between Hillary and Donald. And, you know, pretty much you probably won't hear anything to after that because, you know, budgets are being hidden and, you know, it's the end of physical end of the year or whatever. So you're not going to see a lot or whatever as far as lawsuits or this or that because everyone's waiting to see what the election is going to be, just like what Wall Street does.
Are you thinking, I don't know what the buzz is on the street or anything, but are you thinking that there's going to be a lot of lawsuits to turn this thing around for to get that $6 million back from the family? I mean, not only was it supposed to, not only, you know, usually when you get settlements like that, it's got to go through a whole rigmarole. I mean, that went through so fast. They got that money all in one lump sum. I just can't even imagine. There's no way to get that money back now, right?
No, absolutely not. It's already gone down the drain. I mean, it's been a lot of Cadillacs and watermelons, watermelon and fried chicken that's been brought. I can get away with saying that. You can't.
No.
You're
kidding me. They show up my house with pitchforks and and flaming torches. You got to be kidding me. So, listen, I was doing a piece on Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, as we lovingly refer to her as. And how she treats the people who protect her. And I always say the same thing. Why, you know, it's like yelling at the guy who's got you on hold, right? Who can put you on hold or hang up on you after you've waited 35 minutes to get to them. It's craziness. So let me read you a couple of her comments and then you can comment on them. How's that?
Okay.
This should throw you. So she says to one agent, she says, stay the F back from me. Stay the F away from me. The then First Lady screamed at her Secret Service agents, don't come within 10 yards of me or else. Just effing do as I say, okay? She goes on, if you want to remain on this detail, which if I was him, I would have said no way, no how, get your effing butt over here and grab these bags, Hillary yelled at the Secret Service agent. Now, the Secret Service agent refused to do it because he's supposed to be protecting her. Can't protect her if he's got bags in his hands, right? Good morning, ma'am, a uniformed Secret Service officer once greeted Hillary with. She said, F off. I mean, doesn't she sound like just such a nice woman? One that you'd want to leave or have around your grandma. If I was, what's her name, Chelsea, and I have grandchildren, I go, no, you ain't going to grandma's. What do you think about this?
Well, what I'll say is this, is that she doesn't have the control to say anything about that. It's the chief of staff. If she does become the president of the United States, it's the chief of staff that does that. And the thing of it is that they're there for protection. They're not there to be her waiters or whatever like that. That's what you have aides for and you know, certain staff that is accompanying the president. But as far as like a protection order, or whatever, they're there for her protection, and they can't, as you say, they can't protect her if they got bags in their hand. But that just goes to show you what kind of your thiness type person she is. She's the type of person that she's self-centered, she's evil, and you know, I really think she should divorce Bill Clinton and marry George Soros because that's exactly what she looks like. She looks just like George Soros, so you know, and again, he's a globalist just like she is.
Well, you know, I look at this stuff and I say, the black community right now I don't know what to believe or what not to believe. Some of the articles I read is they're coming more and more and more towards Trump. Other articles I read say they're going more further away from Trump. But I don't see how, because again, she can't come up with one thing that she's done for the black community.
Well, see, again, we have this thing where, you know, the D next to the name, and that's what they've been pretty much taught from the womb is that, you know, go with that or whatever. But, you know, when you look past the D next to the name and you look at the person or whatever, yeah, Donald Trump has probably said some things and done some things that he probably shouldn't have said or shouldn't have done. But then again, if we're going to do that, then, you know, when you live in glass houses, you can't throw stones. And she can't throw any stones, but you know, compared to the media and my friends down there in D.C. at Fox 5 or whatever, they believe that she can do no wrong or whatever, and everything he does, you know, she do no, he can't do any right, and she can do no wrong. So, you know, but it's a double standard. And we know why it's a double standard, because when you have certain conglomerates like the Bushes and the George Soros's behind this, and what it is that he's non-establishment, and they don't want a non-establishment person in that type of position, because you cut the light, when he turns the lights on, as I said before last week, all the rats and roaches are going to run all over the place, and that's why you see the Bushes backing him. That's why you see the Bushes backing her, because you know, poor Jed couldn't get the job done, and Donald could, and that's what the problem is. Like I said before, is he the perfect candidate? No, but then neither is she. So, and I would rather go with someone that's not establishment right now. And I had, like I told you, I had someone to say, well, she's going to be able to sit down and talk to world leaders. Well, what you mean? Sit down like she did with China and, you know, about the uranium or whatever. And one thing we know is Donald Trump won't do that. That you do know.
No, A, he doesn't have to. And B, I really believe he may not know how... Look, I said this last week. Do you want somebody who knows how to put all the words together? I mean, when you're drowning, do you want somebody to save you who actually knows how to speak English properly, or somebody who's got the hands to yank you out of the water and save your butt? You know, do we want a guy that knows how to speak properly and use his words properly and, you know, use his inside voice when he needs to? Or do we want a guy who's going to save this country from going down for the third time?
Or save it from thermonuclear war or whatever like that, because, I mean, but let's ask the question, was Barack the perfect candidate? No, he wasn't. He was a community organizer or whatever, with this world government thing where that he wants to, you know, be friends with everybody in the world or whatever like that, at any means necessary, that was giving them centrifuges for enriching uranium so you can make a nuclear bomb or make a dirty bomb. I mean, you have to understand what kind of person you're dealing with.
You got to hold that thought so we come back in a minute. We're going for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side here on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That is the Genesis Communications Network. Now, head over to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. On Facebook, I guess we have a Facebook feed going on up there. I try to respond to you guys. I can't always do it, but I'll try. Between breaks and stuff like that. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring him back on before he explodes, because I know there's a lot he wants to talk about tonight. Corey Duncan joined us again. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. And, you know, Corey, somebody asked me the other day, and I said, look, I get calls, I get emails from Americans who happen to be black, Americans whose roots are you know, African-American. I said, I haven't had anyone from that community tell me they're voting for Hillary. Not a one. And I know that, you know, in some of the groups you're hanging out with, I mean, are they diehard, sold-out Hillary people? I mean, seriously, they can't look at this and believe it's all true. I mean, not true.
Well, again, Joe, I'd like to appreciate you letting me come on. It's always a pleasure. To answer your question, it's like this. I don't see most people that I see that's going to vote for her or has any kind of support for her are basically black racists. But, you know, they're racist people that something happened to them 40 or 50 years ago, and they got some hang-up about white folks or whatever like that. And I'm like, you need to get over it because you guys are a bunch of haters, too. So, you know, it's interesting, the same people that I see and I talk to that's liberal, black liberals, and I'm not calling all of them ignorant or uneducated, but most of them have something to say about anything, you have to be able to have the pros and cons of it. And when you ask them, well, why this or why that, they can't answer you or whatever like that. They have no talking points, and they've done no research. I can tell that in the first two or three sentences that we talk that you don't know, you don't have a clue what you're talking about. And, like I told you before, this is going to be a very interesting election because you're going to have a lot of independents, you're going to have a lot of liberals that's going to vote for Trump or whatever like that. I think it's going to be a lot closer, but as I said to you off the air, I hope that he has a lot of people watching to see and make sure that this is ran correctly or whatever. And, you know, if she wins, she wins. But my thing of this, it's going to be a lot closer than what people think. And generally when elections are real close like that, if every vote counts and you know, you have to make sure that these cities like Baltimore and Detroit and Chicago, that you don't get away with these people voting 5 and 10 times under the same name and no one has a clue or why. Why is the vote accepted if when the election officials find out that this person and voted in 3 different districts and have voted at least 4 or 5 times? That's unreal.
Well,
that's crazy.
There's an estimated almost 20 million people in this country that vote illegally. And when I say that, I mean they're either registered in several counties, several areas, several states, that kind of stuff. Some of them are dead. Some of them are illegals. So, you know, 20 million votes is a lot of votes. And we don't want to clean that up because we know where the votes, you know, really, seriously, not that Republican groups never do anything wrong. It's not what I mean by this at all. But probably about 95% of the voter fraud, I'll bet you if you lay it out, are done by Democrats. They're done by left-leaning organizations kind of thing. And it's funny.
Well, that's the thing that he's trying to weed out is telling the people on K Street, the lobbyists, and that's a lot of people that's behind because there's a lot of pushing. There's a lot of money that pushes those groups. And, you know, a lot of people wonder why, you know, how do they get to go out and do this and do that when considering that me and you go to work or we get up and go to work and everything because they got a lot of money that they're being.
I don't work. Remember, I'm the old white rich guy. You do all the work and I just take all your fruit. That's what I've been told lately.
What I would say is, you know, I want to pick on this before we lose track. You know, a good friend of mine, Doretha down in Virginia, a very good friend of mine, she asked Joe and asked Corey part of the show.
Oh, no.
She asked why is it that Trump wants to do business with Putin? And I can answer that question real. I mean, Putin, call him what you want. He's a dictator. He's a dictator. He's a gangster. But he's a man that's a true leader. And a true leader protects his country. And it doesn't matter if it's protecting him or whatever like that. If you're going to say that Putin's a gangster and has did this and did that, then you can say the same thing about Obama. Obama has done the same thing by having the IRS come after conservative groups or whatever like that. And yep. Whatever because they're conservative. So my thing is to say that Donald Trump, because he's behind Vladimir Putin, it has nothing to do with him being a racist or socialism or anything like that. Yeah, I mean, I think that if he becomes president, that him and Putin will get along better than Hillary and Vladimir Putin. Because Putin already knows that Hillary and already knows who Hillary is and what she's about. And, you know, I really hope that I answered the question. Maybe you can answer it a little bit more than I can.
No, I think the reason he wants to do business with Putin is because, look, there's an old Italian adage. You keep your friends close, you keep your enemies closer. You know, the way to keep an eye on Putin, the way to keep an eye on Russia and some of these other countries is to do business with them, you know, in areas that are safe. And that way there, you've got something to hold over their heads. You've got something to say, we're not sending, we're not doing, we're not going to allow you to do this anymore if you keep playing this game.
Well, it's nothing that he's doing. I mean, Barack Obama is the one that allowed the Russians to come into the Middle East by him and his crazy, I don't want to say about how to run the Middle East or whatever like that. Now the Russians are in the Middle East. Yeah. And they're in the Middle East. I mean, you can't ask, like I said again on your show last week, you cannot ask this man to allow interceptors and offensive nuclear weapons in Poland and the Warsaw Pact. And to say I'm in with NATO and this and that. NATO is the United States.
Corey,
the UN is the United States.
Yeah, but Corey, think about something, right? When Reagan was around, nobody knew whether he would pull the trigger or not, right? I mean, one of the reasons we were so safe when Reagan was around was you didn't know whether he'd send up the fighters, send up the missiles, you know, put the warships right next to your country. Because he was known for acting on what he said he was going to do. So, you know, peace was relatively assured. Now, you got another guy here who says, here's my line in the sand, and before he can even finish the sentence, they've stepped over the line. Well, you know, no, I mean this one here. No, I mean this one over here. You know, there's nothing there, and they know it. These dictators know it.
Well, Well, let me give you from a commander's assessment. Here's the thing that's wrong with all of this is the fact that Ronald Reagan was a defensive president. He was not offensive. I mean, everything is a launch on warning. When they know they're coming, then they're going to launch. And the United States made that quite clear. We know they're on the way coming across the equator. We're going to fire out. So, but he was more of a defensive president, where he said he's going to, have the interceptors and the Star Wars system or whatever. So the Russians was kind of like, if he's defensive, when you're on the defense and you talk about nuclear weapons, then they pretty much know, okay, he's not trying to do anything. But when you have a president that's going along saying, well, I want to be the president of the world, and he's running into sovereign countries like Libya, destabilizing them, and then going to do that with Assad, and Assad said, well, guess what? I got my big brother, the Russians, here, and if you want to start something, then start it, or whatever like that. And Obama pretty much pumped out. Or whatever, because he has no idea militarily. Now you can view that as far as a big crowd and playing black against white or the police against the citizens. You can play that, but when you're talking to someone that's a world leader or whatever like that, you can't play those type of games, especially when you're talking about intercontinental ballistic missiles I tried to explain to someone else up there. I said these things are not to be played with. It's 6 and 7 sets of Russian subs off of the Pacific and Atlantic, and it takes 8 minutes for one to reach the capital of Washington D.C. So you better before you want to start messing with these countries and joining up the fight against Russia or whatever, you better understand that it's a first strike preference to take out certain installations in the United States, and they're near close to the city. Like I explained to someone else, my friend Dorita, the same thing. It only takes 6 missiles to end civilization on this earth, because one missile is 15 times more than what the ones were about Hiroshima. So you better be careful about running and trying to run into these countries or whatever to start wars. You allow the Russians to come into the Middle East.
Well, I heard this week that, I think you're off a little bit, I heard this week it takes 4 minutes for us to launch missiles. Didn't you hear that?
Land-based ones, take a little bit, my thing is they're strategically placed all around. I mean, we have valves in the Black Sea and everything, but it doesn't take much or whatever. And one thing you don't try to do in war is kill the leadership.
We got one of your favorite things coming up. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Corey Duncan joins me, our mad black man from Baltimore. He's got a lot to say coming up in the next hour. Next break. We'll come right back.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate so much the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll get his take on this in a second. This just in. You ready for the big one? El Chapo's wife is angry because they've just cut down his conjugal visits from 4 to 2 hours. I could do a lot with that, but I got to keep it clean. It's a family show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week here on The Real Side. Corey, my God, so they cut the conjugal visits down. I thought they were going to be, you know, like from 20 a month to 10 a month or something like that. But apparently, now she can only stay for 2 hours, so I guess he's got to work fast, as they say. I don't know. I mean, from 4 to 2 hours. I guess, what do they bring him, dinner and the whole, is it like a date? I don't know. I don't get any of this.
I can't really comment on that one because I've never spent time with boss like that or whatever. But my whole thing of it is he's lucky he's getting that.
He's in jail. He's a drug lord that's in jail. He's had people whacked, killed, tortured, crucified. He's had all kinds of things done, and we're worried. We're even talking about the fact that his conjugal visits have been pulled back.
Let me say this. I mean, not to get sidetracked, but just to throw a little, you know, monkey wrench into this for people that are taking, you know, look this up themselves or whatever. Remember, the same person that's locked up was had weapons from Benghazi. So you kind of put it together. And, you know, what part of who he really was working for or whatever, because a lot of the weapons they caught him with, guess where they came from?
Oh, we know.
Benghazi.
Yeah, well.
Right.
Exactly. And let's talk about Trump. You know, they say Trump does, I guess what they say is true. Trump only seems to appeal to old white men, and even that's starting to slip. But you would have known that last week when, hey, it looks like there's a couple, 300, I'm trying to count the people in the crowd, but it's got to be more than that. A bunch of Amish stopped work to show up at a Trump rally, believe it or not, right? So you know, these guys don't have Twitter. They don't have any of that stuff. So they have to figure out when he's going to show up or where he's going to be. Apparently, he must have reached out to them. And when he went to Pennsylvania, which is the state he needs to win, he packed the place, if you would. And these guys stopped working, which is amazing, because they don't, you know, they go about their day. They believe in doing their daily business. And not that that's going to put them over the top, but you have to admit that that's kind of interesting that they would come out and support him.
Well, no, actually, what's interesting is the news, the powers that be or whatever, they have this thing where they, you know, I was watching CNN one day, and actually I was watching one show, NBC or whatever, I can't remember the show, but it was a bunch of liberals on there, the one with Carson Daly or whatever, and, you know, they're so happy, and they got so much to say about what Trump says, something, and they just run into the hole, but with Hillary about the, you know, weeklies, thank God for them. They brought out a whole lot of things about her server and Barack probably knowing about it or whatever. So, you know, it's too late to really go after him about it. But, what Donald Trump needs to do is just to continue the campaign, stay away from, you know, showing your anger. We're all angered about, you know, I guess if I was debating her a couple weeks ago like he was, I would be angry too, because she's a very mean and nasty person, and especially sarcastic or whatever, but she won't answer certain questions that he asked her. She's a roundabout asking the question, which tells me that you're lying.
Right.
And generally, when somebody doesn't, and they go about answering it, I mean, it's the old White House PR trick or whatever, because most people that know me know, generally, if you ask me a question I don't want to answer, I know how to, I'm a very good debater or whatever. So, but anyway, that's another story for another day. But anyway, you know, with her, she's a liar. And with him, I mean, if Donald doesn't do anything crazy or whatever like that, like, you know, I was looking at some the other day, this prostitute that said that he tried to hold her hand. I tried to hold her hand too, or whatever. But if that was me back in the day, I'm like, what is he supposed to be doing? Trying to hold a man's hand?
Yeah, but Corey, you know, if people would just pay attention for 30 seconds, here's what you come up with. The porn queen and the porn star, whatever the heck she is, anyhow, she decided to come out with that on the day she launches her online, porn lingerie lineup, which I don't comment, but I don't understand. How do you have porn lingerie? Isn't porn all about naked?
What a coincidence.
And her two new porn videos hit on the same day. So she had three PR things that she needed to get a push on. Gee, I wonder how that happened.
If you read the story more, how about this? Her lawyer is friends with Hillary Clinton. What a coincidence.
That's impossible. I think you're just tying too many things together.
It would have to be somebody from the planet Krypton. I mean, from the planet Saturn to believe some stupid stuff like that. And it comes, all of a sudden, it's her the lawyer and Hillary are friends. Oh. How about that?
There was another note that another one of Hillary's technician types, one of her close confidants, pleaded the fifth too recently. and an FBI questioning. And I'm thinking to myself, you only plead the fifth that when your answer will actually get you in trouble, is actually illegal to give. So
right.
I'm saying to myself, okay, great, because you plead the fifth not to incriminate yourself. But don't you have to be doing something criminal? Don't you have to be doing something wrong to plead the fifth to begin with?
Well, see, the thing of it is that a lot of times what I've seen attorneys and them and a lot of defendants do is that what they'll do is they'll tell them, well, because I'm given, cutting a plea deal or like this, I can't speak on this or whatever. I had to plead the fifth. That's what they're doing now. Now, it used to be back in the day they would just plead the fifth because they didn't want to incriminate themselves. But now it's because plea deals have been done. And I'm like, okay, well, if a plea deal has been done, and why are you hiding it? Why wouldn't you tell everyone, what exactly is the backdoor deal that's going on or whatever? So we can know. It's obvious someone knows the truth, but they don't want you to tell the jury or to tell anyone what's going on.
Or anything they might be able to get their hands on. Okay, one of the last stories we're going to do is on the Red State website, it has a story about that Black Lives Matter singer who kneeled to perform the anthem at the basketball game. Now, you are a vet, right? So you fought for their right to be stupid. You've said that before. But what bothers me about this is a couple things we can do here. I don't go to a sporting event to hear or see a political... political, I don't even know what to call it, just a political statement being made, okay? Now, Lawrence was given the honor of singing at the preseason Heat 76ers game. The minute she took a knee and tried to sing, I would have pulled a plug. I would have shut her mic off, and I would have had somebody else come out and sing it, maybe somebody in the audience who really wanted to sing it, and let them do it with some pride. But then they say, I'd be stepping on her First Amendment rights. What say you?
Well, let me say this, and I'm going to sum up real quick. Being a veteran myself, and, may God bless all Marines or whatever, because I understand what we go through in all Navy or Air Force and the Army. But my favorite is that for someone, I'm sick and tired of this. We went through this with Beyonce and, them coming out with the holding the fist out. I mean, come on. I mean, you got people out here that's giving their life on the line. Every day, firemen, policemen, anyone. I mean, pretty much everybody's a target now. But when you put on a uniform, it's a different story. And my whole thing of it is for them, it's distasteful. It's basically, you want to talk about someone that's un-American or whatever like that. To take one knee, you're taking one knee for what? My thing is a lot of people taking one knee and taking a stance for things, and they have no idea what they're taking a stance for because it's trendy. Because it's trendy, and it'll get me on TV or whatever like that, so we're going to all do this. You don't even know what you're taking a knee for. You have no idea. What are you taking a knee for? Because you don't agree with what? Agree with what? You agree with what? Most of these situations that are happening, it's not even, some of them are the police fault, but a lot of the time it's because that no one wants to have a rule of order, and this is what happens when we allow liberals and socialist liberals to get in our colleges, our high schools, and in the government. It's distasteful, it's disrespectful, and they better not ever do it around me, because if they do it around me, then I guess I'll be going to jail along with a lot of my ex-Marine friends, because we don't agree with this, and it's ridiculous, or whatever. You have your freedom of speech, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But flag burning and taking a knee and this and that, no, come on, man. Come on. I mean, really? And the first time that something happens, who do you call on? The military. do you call on someone? Do you call on someone standing up on a soapbox that never even did anything, had anybody shoot at them? Did two tours in Iraq and one tour in Afghanistan or whatever like that? Have they ever done it? What has Barack done? Barack has done nothing. Not a thing but sit and race bait. What he's been doing the whole 8 years.
All right.
And that raggedy Obamacare.
Tell people how to find you. We're up against it.
All right. Once again, Charismatic One on Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook, and Corey Duncan, Corey Perez Duncan on Twitter. I had to remember. I got so many
pages. Yeah, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. On the other side of the break, Red State Talk Radio founder Scott Adams joins me, and I got a lot more. I got a bunch of clips I'm going to play for you tonight. Should get your blood boiling. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. We'll be right back.